You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the 0-2. Swing and a miss.
Cade Horton goes right after the Angels and mows them down. Swing and a miss on a good high fastball. Cade Horton. 1-2. It's in there for strike three. Oh, Trout caught looking. Strikes out for the third time.
His efficiency and like how many outs he's getting in these outings is, you know, I didn't expect this when we kind of decided to do this, really.
Cubs gave the Angels a skull thumping on Saturday, beat the Angels 12-1. Cade Horton, as they were just talking about, you heard Craig Counsell and Pat Hughes on The Score. Cade Horton goes six innings, did not allow a single run, three hits, seven strikeouts, one walk, 74 pitches. As we bring you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score, I am Mark Rohde, in for Leila Rahimi. So the question comes, and we are open too, by the way, 312-644-6767. The question now, Marshall, has Cade Horton made his case for Rookie of the Year? He has been putting on a charge lately, except for the blister game, which I guess we can just blame on the blister because he was bad in the previous start. I will allow for it. I think the injury affected him in his previous start.
He was bad?
Yeah. In the blister game?
He wasn't bad. He gave up a run in three innings.
Three innings. So he was struggling early. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
I mean, he did not look good.
He looked fine. He gave up one run. I'm a bottom line guy. Here's a bottom line.
I'm not a bottom line guy. I'm watching the game.
Here's a bottom line.
Yeah.
How many pitchers in Cubs history have given up two runs over the span of seven straight starts?
No, he's been great. I'm just telling you like it is. You're telling me that you... So was his performance before this game, was that good?
It was fine. He gave up a run over three innings.
If he was pitching,
it wasn't bad. It was just fine.
Okay.
Bad is he gave up six runs in three innings.
He didn't look good to me. And I'm saying it's because of the blister.
Okay, that's fine, but I don't think he was bad.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I don't think
he was
bad.
You just don't like my choice of adjective.
I don't, but words matter.
Is that too hard for you?
Words matter.
You like it soft, like Bone Thugs and Harmony, like
hey,
Crossroads.
Meet me at the Crossroads.
I'll
you won't be alone. That's real. Look, Cade Horton, heading into the weekend, depending on who you went with, the odds were at 25-1 or 20-1 on him to win National League Rookie of the Year. So that means if you put down $10, you win a lot of money.
You couldn't quite complete the math, could
no,
you?
No, I got it. It's 250, yeah, okay. Or 200. Yeah. Okay. Don't come at me on my math.
No, though. I know. I was surprised.
So
it's like a lot of money.
He's now plus 150. That means if you bet the same $10, you would only win $15.
Okay, that means that his odds are growing to
He's
be the
got
rookie.
The best odds of any player to win National League Rookie of the Year. That's crazy, right? In the matter of a weekend, he went from 20-1 or 25-1 to now you got to bet $10 just to win $15.
That's pretty good.
So now he's surpassed the next nearest guy who happens to be a Brewer and Isaac Collins, who's kind of cooled off. And then there's Drake Baldwin, who the Cubs will see for six
Not James
games.
Baldwin?
Not James Baldwin.
Where is James Baldwin these days?
I don't know where
Charlotte?
James Baldwin
is.
I don't think that's where he is. But you digress. Not I. You digress.
You told me I digressed. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Matt Shaw, by the way, still at plus 2,500 because he can't even get in the lineup every day.
That's true. He's got to be in the right situation. I actually didn't have... I did have a problem with it.
That's who I thought was going to be in the Rookie of the Year running. And technically, he's still got the fourth best odds, depending on who you ask.
Did you have a problem when Craig Counsell said kind of casually about Shaw, well, you know, we've put him in some pretty favorable positions lately, like almost telling people don't get settle down.
Here's the problem I had with that.
Yeah,
if you put him in favorable situations, I've seen the rest of your lineup. The rest of your lineup was also in those favorable
Bush.
Situations, then they did not produce like Matt Shaw.
Yeah.
So you tell me.
Well, I've always, and I always come back to this, and I'm sorry I'm doing it again. I learned a lot from Joe Maddon. You know, my 3 years close with the Cubs, and there was a player named Albert Almora. Who everybody wanted him to play every single day because it's Albert Almora, and he was the first draft pick the Theo Epstein regime ever made, and he was supposed to be a leader. He was supposed to be really good. And he couldn't hit in certain situations against certain pitchers. And so Joe Maddon wouldn't play him every day. People were appalled because when he did play, he played pretty well. That was a manager putting his player in situations in which to want, and he proved correct in that case.
I have a question.
Joe Maddon. Now, I'm not saying that's I'm not saying that that's the exact same thing that's going. I'm not saying Craig Counsell is right. He's putting him in positions to succeed, and he wouldn't succeed otherwise. But I am giving Craig Counsell a chance as an above average manager in Major League Baseball to say, maybe he knows the player. And that he would thrive in these situations and maybe not in others.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Games Albert Amora was producing, were other people producing in that lineup?
Oh, yeah.
And the games where Matt Shaw was producing, were other people producing in that lineup?
It doesn't matter. Why wouldn't you want everybody producing in the lineup? But you're saying it's okay if one guy in the lineup doesn't... It's okay. Everybody else is doing well. You could go for five. We're good. Just play defense. Have fun out there.
No, my point is he made it sound like Matt Shaw was being put in favorable situations. Does that mean everybody else was not in those games where Matt Shaw was doing all the work and nobody else was hitting? If you look at all the players that had sub-800 OPSs since the All-Star break, this dude's OPSing over 1,000, and he can't get regular run? Come on, man.
Couple texts here. 847. Matt Shaw had a good few weeks, but he has been struggling a bit, let's be real, says the texter. Good last game, home game against the Brewers, non-existent otherwise. That's a little rough. That's a little rough right there.
Let me ask you a question. When Cal Tucker drove in that run yesterday to make it a 1-1 game, who scored?
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I was reading a text. Sorry. No, what was the question?
Yesterday, there was a game. Matt Shaw had a single. Or excuse me, not a single. Cal Tucker had a single that drove in a run.
Talk about yesterday?
Yes.
The two-out hit? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at Matt Shaw game to game. He's having good at-bats. He's not looking overpowered at any point, correct? Some like who's having a better second half? Say a Suzuki who plays every day or Matt Shaw?
Mm-hmm. Matt Shaw.
Okay. What are we talking about here?
I just added the texture. That's all. Like I'm not just gonna dismiss. While I think people are inclined to be angry when they hear Craig Counsell say that, and I've heard anger about it. I'm trying to just pull it back a little bit and see it through the manager's eyes. In that case,
he said he was bad since the homer game at the end of the homestand against the Brewers. In the game since then, he was a defensive replacement, didn't get an at bat. He was 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. He was 0-for-1 because again he didn't start the game, and then he was 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI.
Dude, you don't have to tell me, man. He's the new PCA.
What do they want?
Yeah.
What do they want?
I think he's a rookie who has had an extremely up and down season, right? I mean, he was sent down. And then even after that, he was hot, and then he got cold again. And now he's hot.
And he hasn't been cold again since.
Just, and maybe part of that is the way Craig Counsell has used him.
Okay. I just went in games in which they lose like 4-1. I might want to see more Matt Shaw or even Owen Casey in the lineup back then.
The other text, 773, my choice for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No Surrender.
Patrick in Gageport. Do you know that song? I don't know if I know that.
Yes.
My catalog doesn't go that deep.
We know. You have the jukebox catalog. If it's good enough to be on this jukebox, it's good enough for me to play.
It's the play the hits is what I like to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.